This is the BBC. And now, the new all-leather goon show.
All right, kids, come on. Let's make with the music, kids.
Part two. An early Gainsborough landscape depicting dawn over Wandsworth Fire Station. Lying in bed is a small lithograph of Fireman Seagull.
Where's my speaking trumpet? Ah, there it is. I'll just empty it.
Hello, morning, folks. This is Fire Chief Seagull speaking, folks. Well, folks, it's a beautiful day here at Wandsworth Fire Station, folks. The firemen will start their day by unrolling their hoses and watering the flowers. That's all, folks. That's all, folks. Fireman William?
Morning, Chief.
Any outstanding fire calls?
Yeah, well, I've got one here, Mikey. I'm not too happy about this. It says here, urgent, he says here, Crystal Palace on fire.
A hoax, an absolute hoax, I tell you. I was up there yesterday morning, and there's no such building as Crystal Palace at Crystal Palace. Right, now then. Light the fire and put the kettle on.
Gentlemen, bad news. Jane is on fire. Well, that got rid of them, Moriarty. Quick, stick these auction labels on the furniture and let the crowd in. Control your rhubarb. Gentlemen, what am I bid for lot one?
2 shillings.
Sold one auctioneer's mallet.
I got up my line. We're off to a good start.
Lot two.
What?
Complete set of Louis Quinn's fireman's furniture. Plus marble statues of fire engine traveling at speed.
4 shillings.
Sold for the second time, one auctioneer's mallet. And now we come to lot three, one cannon shell.
2 shillings.
Will you take it, sir, or do you want it sent?
Sent.
Fire! It'll be there when you get home, sir. And finally, gentlemen... Finally, for the musical connoisseur. What am I bid? For the original bedroom of Fire Chief Seagull, comprising walls, roof, ceiling, and one flock mattress.
4 shillings!
Sold to the gentleman who keeps changing his voice. Moriarty, time for your owl.
Owl.
Splendid. Now, what am I bid for this auctioneer's mallet?
I just passed the man on the stairs carrying my room.
He's taking it to be repaired. It's got a puncture.
My room's got a puncture? Well, it's only done 2,000 miles. Oh, horrors of horrors!
What?
Get my speaking trumpet. Hello, Hawks!
Hello, Hawks! Holly Hawks!
Standing for where I am, I can see that my entire set of Louis Quinn's fireman's furniture has been stolen. A lifetime's work ruined!
There, Nedian fans. Now, all of you stand in this bucket of water and let me explain. You see, this is all part of a great plan.
Ow! Shut up, Mariotti.
There's a time and place for owing.
Where?
I'll think of it next week. Neddy, we are from the Ministry of Psychological.
Oh.
The government are testing people's reactions to sudden disaster.
They've been doing that ever since they got in.
Steady now. This microphone may be tapped.
There's somebody tapping it now. What's going to happen? I'm ruined.
Ah, and that's where we, the government officials, come in, Neddy. With the aid of this war surplus piano, we bring you the official government answer to national ruin.
You gotta face disaster with a smile. Keep on laughing all the while. And you're shot through the head.
Don't fall down dead. Just pick up your face and smile, smile, smile. Pick up your face and smile. I'm
Thank you. Thank you. Gentlemen, you were right. That government type song has completely restored my confidence.
Yes, Neddy, and in your hour of need, let us offer you the government's full employment scheme. £2.10 a week and free laundry.
Free laundry?
Yes, you wash our clothes for nothing.
And better still, you pay us £2.10 a week for the privilege.
Eureka! When do we start?
Now, Moriarty.
Yes?
Take off those Hessian underclothes.
Right!
Neddy! Scrub those and return the barge
boat. Right! I just saw through the customer's hat. Don't worry, I'll soon have these nicotine stains out.
And what more ideal moment to bring in Max Geldrain, who has consented to play his teeth.
My grand friend, a fan for the old woman.
And now, part two.
Hardly had I got Moriarty's underpants back to running order and oiled the hinges on his socks when the phone rang. Hello? Wandsworth Fire Station here?
Ah! Can I, come in, please?
Certainly.
Ah, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Keyline. I have a misfortune to inform you that the British Embassy in China has caught fire and are blazing merrily away.
I'm innocent, I tell you. I was nowhere near the place. My grandmother keeps a duck farm in Kent. I was stamping eggs at the time.
Ah, yeah, yeah.
Bad leg, I...
Please understand. Chinese government anxious that your British flyerman put British embassy flyer all out.
What? And freeze him to death? We'll do it. I'm far as it to Peking, lads.
10,000 miles.
Right, get the long hose out.
But long, mate.
Oh, then we'll have to form a bucket chain from there on.
Can't use the bucket. It's had a puncture, mate.
Curse another near our farm.
You've got to place these up with a smile. Keep on laughing all the while.
Stop, you singing fool.
What? A chance ruined.
I've had an idea.
Seagoon has just had the following idea. The water for the fire in China will be wrapped in brown paper parcels marked water this way up and posted to Peking.
Curse, Moriarty, did you hear that?
Ow.
You know very well we can't collect the insurance money on the British Embassy until it's burned to the ground.
Huzzah! At last! A plot!
We've got to stop those parcels of water getting there alive. Link music, please.
Where's my banjo? went well. The water parcels started to flow out of England like water. But then, bad tidings.
This is the BBC's Spawn Service, and here is the news. On reaching the Middle East, parcels of British water intended for the blazing embassy in China have completely evaporated.
Evaporated? Are you sure?
Positive.
Send your radiogram to the British embassy, Peking. Water supplies held up. Try to keep fire going till it arrives. Now, must catch a plane. Hand me that butterfly net.
And so saying, Seagorn, collecting an ice pick and a life jacket, set off on a defrosting flight to the Middle East. And now over to the British military advisor to the Abyssinian Girls' School in Addis Ababa.
Wait a minute. I haven't got my trousers on yet, please. That's better. Now. Blast these flies. Get out of it. Get out of it, you flies. Shum. Timanu Chua. Singes. Singes Singh.
I am coming, sir.
Take these flies out and sell them.
All right. Come on, boys. Rex Rover. Come on, boys. How do you
want? Now. Having got that matter over, now to my private matters of the day. Dear madam, reference your advert in shop window. And well-known photography magazine. As a keen student of photography, I should like to...
Pardon me. There is a European fireman hiding in the waiting room.
What? Well, tell him to wait in the hiding room while I paste these photographs in my hat. Paste! Paste! Well, there's no sound effect for paste, is there?
No, there isn't. But there is one for doors opening. Good morning. Are you Major Bloodlock?
How dare you mention that name in this house? Step outside.
Well, are you Major Bloodlock?
Yes, come in.
Thank you. I'm Eddie Seagoon.
Of course. One of the Queen's beasts. Welcome to Abyssinia.
Thank you. Major, the British Embassy in China is on fire.
What? I must have a look. Gad, so it is.
Good heavens, could you see it?
Of course not. I take your word for it. And now to the Burning Embassy, part three.
Didn't take long, did it?
I don't know who you are, sir, or where you come from. But it did me a power of good, that... A power of good. Now, I suppose... I suppose you're worried about these parcels of water evaporating.
Not really, I'm just acting, you know.
You're acting? Yes. So that's what it is. Don't worry, lad. Your secret is safe with me.
Now, you're in condition tonight, Major.
Thank you. Now, there's only one way to stop evaporation in this heat. Send your water by a cooler route.
For instance?
Over the North Pole. Through the white hell of Pitchpaloo. Across Outer Mongolia. And finally, a 349 tram to the embassy.
That route, the fire would be out.
You see, success from the start. 8 guineas, please. I thank you. And the next, please. Now, my dear, what's your problem?
These parcels of water, what causes the evaporation?
The sun.
The sun?
Yes.
We must get rid of it. I know, I shall scrap and screw these parcels with an armful.
Did you hear that, great pipe? Another part of the plot.
Don't worry, Moriarty, the sun is safe.
Are you sure?
Yes, I put a fire guard in front of it.
Supposing the sun is attacked.
Not a hope, Moriarty.
Ow.
It's guarded by 2 Interpol sun worshippers.
I'll get my stuff in here.
Echo. Throw another twig on the sun. We don't want it to go out on us, do we?
You've got to be careful.
Yeah.
The sun went out last night. And it stayed out all night.
Oh, it must be a Tom.
Oh, so that's what his name is. Tom Sun.
Yeah.
Oh.
Hey.
I wish I knew all them clever things that you know, Blue Bottle.
Well, it all takes time, you know, my good man. Did you know that don't do that, Eccles. It's not nice. Did you know Eccles?
I knew Eccles. Oh, that's me.
We men are growing older all the time.
What?
I said we're growing older all the time.
What, even when we're kind and still?
Yes.
Well, that's not fair. I didn't know anything about this.
You have got to face up to it, my good man.
I don't believe it. I don't believe I got an old all the time.
It's true.
Oh, we'll have a little
touch. All right, then.
You stand there, and I'll watch and see if you get any older.
Fair dues.
All right, then. Ready?
Yeah.
Go. They look the same to me. And no difference at all, my good man.
I know why. That's because you've been getting older as well. Thinks to self.
Oh, I better go wait then.
Yes. I must admit I didn't notice Eccles getting older either. I will experiment, says aloud. Eccles! You know what I will do? I will time us getting old with my targeting watch. Ready?
I'll just put my hat on. Okay, ready.
Go! There! You just got 10 seconds older.
Oh, did I?
Yeah.
It didn't hurt at all. This is fun.
Yes.
Here, let's go stand over there and get old now.
Let's get over there.
Let's stand over now. Okay, ready?
And here to make everyone old is brave do-it-yourself Ellington and his rapidly decaying quartet.
I've got a rose between my toes, through walking barefoot through the hothouse to you. Pretty baby, I've got a thorn next to my corn, through walking barefoot through the hothouse to you. And when I fell into the tomatoes, I saw your heart skip a beat. I knew that love was born when you pulled the thorn of the flower out of my feet. I didn't even feel the pain because there wasn't any rain in the sky. Pretty baby, I didn't need the iodine because the sun began to shine above me. And now my feet are glad and gay. Ever since that lucky day, I got a rose between my toes to walk in barefoot through the hothouse to you. All together, a rose between my toes to walk in to you. I didn't even feel the pain because there wasn't any rain in the sky. Pretty baby, I don't want the iodine because the sun began to shine above me. And now my feet are glad and gay. Ever since that lucky day, I've got a rose between my toes to walk in barefoot through the hothouse to you.
And now, a smoke-filled room at the British Embassy, Peking.
Wow! Yes, my dear.
They're driving me crazy. I've got onions on my bunions. The walking brother had out a
Stop it. Stop it. Stop that sinful singing, Min. How can you perform those sensuous gyrations in those revealing low-cut brown elastic-sided boots?
I've got the measurements for dancing, buddy. 41, 18, 36.
Oh, what a figure, Min.
Those are my leg measurements.
Who did you allow to measure your legs?
I'll tell you the way.
Oh.
Mrs. Millie Tooley.
Mrs. Millie Tooley? I'll kill him. I'll put an end to your brown leather rhythms. Now I'll just get this cast over under my head and put these lead pipes down my trousers. There. Let that be a lesson to you. You are sinful. What's burning, Min? What's burning?
Oh, it's the soles of my boots are on fire.
You shouldn't stand with your back to the embassy. Swallow this tablet of water.
Oh, that's better, buddy.
Be careful, Min, careful. Don't let that steam get up your leg. Or you'll get the dreaded Manchu knee cramp.
Listen, and we can't keep this embassy burning much longer, buddy. The neighbors are starting to talk.
Oh, then we'd better pull the curtains, Min.
Okay, buddy. Oh! Answer that burning door.
Ah, meow. Pardon me, Honorable Sir. A parcel of water for you.
At last. Wait a moment, sir. This water smells like petrol.
Yes, it was disguised as petrol to get it through the customs.
Thank you. Now, Min, let us throw this parcel on.
Not in the nick of time! The forces of evil are foiled! Yay! Give me that parcel. Pour it in the tank of this car. Huh? Right. Just as I thought. This car runs on water. But apart from that, that parcel contained petrol.
We've got him worried, Moriarty. He's bluffing his life.
You should talk my life. Mr. Crumb, we're having difficulty getting the water to this fire.
Wow.
It will help if you could load the embassy onto a lorry and meet us in Addis Ababa outside the Odeon at 7 o'clock Thursday night.
Oh, well, how can we recognize you?
I shall be driving a red fire engine. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Which means I've arrived back in Africa.
Yes, Lady, and we've solved the evaporation problem.
You mean you've frozen the water into ice blocks, which have been placed in that giant cold storage van?
Yes, and it saved me saying it. Now, put these furs on, because inside that van, it's 40 below.
Gad, yes, and 3 feet of snow, and the entire cast dressed in furs.
Gad, what a sight. If only this were colored radio.
Right. William, insert this steering wheel under your dentures. And away we go!
As the refrigeration van bumped along, folks, the heat outside was 130 degrees. But inside the van...
Mush. Must keep the dogs at the gallop.
Whatever for?
We don't want to be left behind.
Left behind? But we're inside the lorry.
Yes, but what if it goes faster than we do?
Ed, you're right. Mush!
Oh, it's too cold in this van. I'm freezing. 40 degrees of frost.
You know, it's Parker, isn't it? I'll get the temperature turned up. Heckle, turn it up.
I ain't got nothing. Turn the thermometer up. Right.
We're being attacked. The temperature's up too high.
Okay, I'll turn it down. Too low.
attacked by timberwolves.
Or thrown some timber.
You fool! Turn the temperature up again.
Go low! You high! Go low! You high! Too low! You high! Too low!
There was an accident this morning at the crossroads High Street, Addis Ababa. A lorry with a blazing British embassy on the back was in collision with a coal storage van containing 23 sunburnt and frostbitten men. Would anyone who witnessed it please... A BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Thicke, and Spike Milligan, with the Religious Quartet, Max Galbraith, and the orchestra conducted by Wally Scott. Script by Spike Milligan and Harry Stevens. Announcer Wallace Gainsway. The program produced by Charles Milton.